Hey guys, Valerie V Show, and in 1 second we're going to talk about something scary. Fear. Hey everybody, Valerie V Show, and today I thought I'd take a minute to talk about something that messes with every entrepreneur, whether you're in home care or you are running a restaurant or whatever you're doing out there. Take a deep breath. That big word called fear creeps in every once in a while, or maybe every day, or maybe you lay awake at night wondering, how am I going to make this work? How am I going to make this work? How am I going to make this work? What if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't work? I should have done this. I should have done that. And when you're starting out a business, especially in the first year or two, it can be really scary. I remember those days of business being scary. So in 2007, I had triplets. I didn't start anything. I had triplets. I started being a mom in 2007. And Charlie started being a dad in 2007. And then in 2008, I said, screw it. And I took the leap of faith, a leap of faith in myself, and Charlie had faith that we could do this because I was the only one bringing in an income, and we definitely needed health insurance at $1,500 a month, plus a mortgage, plus car payments, plus 3 kids that were 1 year old. Lots of fear. But I took the leap, and I have gone, oh, maybe I should get another job. The first few years, I've looked back and thought, oh, Lordy, I don't know if this is going to work. But now we're in a good place. And all of that fear really motivated me to make sure my kids can eat, to make sure that we didn't go without. And I'm not saying there weren't leaner times. And I'm not saying there aren't some lean times now, but they're certainly not as lean as they were when we first started out. So if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a home care agency owner, and you've only been in business for a couple of years, or maybe a year, or maybe a few months, and you took this leap of faith, and you're doing this because you feel a calling to help seniors or help others, or you've had a personal experience, or it's just something you've always wanted to do for whatever reason, I assure you that if you let that fear motivate you and turn that into something positive and motivate you to get the word out there and to go knock on a few doors and to shake some hands and look people in the eye and to make another blog post today or reach out on social media one more time before you go to bed, I guarantee you that if you let that fear turn into good stuff, good motivation to make sure the money comes in, then you will be okay. It's when we let that fear and anxiety wrap around us and keep us from being our, you know, managing our business and doing a business at our full potential, that's when things start to fail. So take that deep breath and know that you can do this and you can make it. And I'm not much of a motivational speaker most of the time, and I don't get super serious about things, but I hear that fear and that worry in some of the voices of even our clients. The fees that we charge are not unreasonable at all. In fact, they're probably too low. But it's still a big chunk of change for some folks, and I completely understand that. You need to build your online empire, though. Wherever you do that and however you decide to do that is completely up to you. But building your online presence needs to be one of your first priorities. In 2018, nothing ever will replace that in-person networking and marketing. That still needs to happen, but you must have a good online presence. Your website can't be the janky thing that everybody sees first, because if it's janky, then they're going to think your business is janky. So you want to make sure you have a great, visible online presence that is professionally representing you. It's not homegrown. It's not homemade. It's something that you spent a little time and energy on, or money, however that works out for you. And that you have a Facebook page that has content on it. It's not just sitting there blank. And you have a blog that has posts on it that aren't from 2 years ago or aren't from 6 months ago. They're from today or yesterday or last week or last month. And that you have a Twitter and a Pinterest and an Instagram account, and you have all these things moving. You have videos. You need to show that you're even bigger and you're even better than you really might feel right now. But once you get to that place, and once you are bigger and you are feeling better and the revenue is coming in and you went from one client to 10 clients, things will feel so much better. But it does take you and it does take work. No agency, no digital marketing agency in the world can replace you. So please get out there, take that fear, turn it into motivation, and get out there and shake those hands. Get on LinkedIn and make a few connections. Get on Facebook and say something. Get out there. Use the leave behinds. Use the free stuff that we provide. We have a whole Dropbox folder full of cool free stuff that you can have. I'll put the link to it underneath this video. Don't forget that we're here to support and help you, not only our clients, but for the folks that are out there who are not our clients. We'll be happy to answer questions. We can't do your social media marketing for you if you're not our client, but we can answer your questions. So I hope that helps. I know that fear sometimes is the number one driving factor to success. That fear of not being able to feed the kids or that fear of failure. If you turn it into good, it will help you. And by the way, if you don't follow Gary Vee, now I know he's a cusser, but it's okay. He still has a good message. If you don't follow him, you should consider listening to him and reading his book called Crush It. It is an excellent book. I've been listening to it on audiobook, and he actually interjects with updates to his originally written book. It's really good, and you should definitely read Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vee, V-E-E. And that's for short. That's a shortened name. I hope that you all have a great week. I am with the kids at Holiday World in Santa Claus, Indiana. That is a real place. And I am in Santa Claus, Indiana with the kids right now. This is our last hurrah for the summer. But I'll be back with you on Friday. And I hope you all have an awesome week. Get out there. Get motivated. Don't sit in your desk. Get out there and make some business happen. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.